Venerable Geshe-la says, we should also know, memorizing Dharma books, ritual prayers, sadhanas, that we intend to practice ourselves and teach to others is very important. When we memorize Dharma books and sadhanas, we are storing huge, precious Dharma jewels, jewels of Dharma, in the store of our mind. Later for us, so this is the result, one of the many precious results of our effort. Later for us, Dharma will come naturally from our mind. Doesn't that sound wonderful? Instead of deluded thoughts, mental bad habits, Dharma will come naturally from our mind. Why? Because our mind is full of Dharma. You know, our mind just operates on habit. That's the force operating in our mind, the force of familiarity. At the moment, we're familiar with complaining, being aggravated, discontented. The more familiar we become with Kadam Lam Rim of Sutra and Tantra, one day, naturally from our mind will bubble up, Geshe-la says, from our root mind will bubble up Dharma thoughts, Dharma attitudes, Dharma intentions. They'll be naturally coming because we've filled our mind with these precious instructions. So Geshe-la says, Dharma will come naturally from our mind day and night, even during sleep. So this is such a good sign. If we can have Dharma naturally arising in our mind, in our dreams. So sometimes this happens, and we're so delighted when it happens. We find ourselves remembering Dharma in our dreams. Sometimes even our spiritual guide appears in our dreams and gives us a special teaching. Sometimes we remember to not engage in negativity in our dreams and we're practicing moral discipline, etc. It's so delightful because it's telling us that we have a good chance of remembering Dharma when we're dying, which is so important. We must train to be able to have Dharma coming in our mind as we breathe our last breath. That will happen if we're filling our mind with Dharma during the day. So this is just encouragement for all of us, because these are Geshe-la's most recent instructions. And to me, it's very clear, very clear what he's encouraging us to do. And we can do it because we are his faithful disciples. He'll help us. Dharma will come naturally from our mind day and night, even during sleep. This is because the treasury of our mind will be full of the jewels of Dharma. That's what we want to think about. That's what we want to contemplate. That's what we want our mind to be focused on throughout even the busy activities of our day. So how wonderful. Thus our own Dharma practice will be, this is because the treasury of our mind will be full of the jewels of Dharma, which will never decrease. The more we use them, the more they will increase. So one day, instead of deluded thoughts, Dharma thoughts will arise naturally, moment by moment by moment by moment. How happy we will be. What an extraordinary example of peace and joy we will show to everybody else. And we'll be guided by those Dharma thoughts in our behavior. So I know this is happening already. This is just encouragement because time is running. Time is passing by.